Ino apturo koi enachanami. Teritaka holds that you're potter. And that is said in the Braisa af hamaktim trumul bikurim. He does not mean to say a chayiv magus, but he goes back on the ratio of the Braisa and said that you're potter here also. The Gemara says like this, Vochikoma. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. The Braisa says like this, Lav shein boi maisein loikin olof. A lot that there's no action to it, you do not get malchus. Now, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Chnino Omru, Af ha-maktim trumu le-bikurim, that this also you do not get malchus. This is also considered like a lav shein boi maisein, according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, there's no stira from Rabbi Yossi to the Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference? Why? Umayishin o meimar. The lucky, how come we say you make tamura? Here everybody agrees you get malchus, mishum debiburoi osamaisa. Because with your dibur, you're causing an action to take place. Meaning to say you're taking this behemah chulin next to the behemah kochim, and you're saying zu tachazu. So with your dibur, by saying zu tachazu, you're creating like a maisa. You're making this behemah chulin become kochim, that's considered like a dibur, like a maisa. That according to everybody, get malchus. If so, the same svar should be maktim truma lebikurim nami mukam mishum debdiburay also maisa. So when you make a truma before bikurim, also the same thing. But you be mafresh truma right now with your dibur, you make a kedusha truma on yishafin kedusha. Now for zah reaches chayiv misa. If so, the chur is called you're doing something. So the soul should also be considered a maisa. So why isn't this called a maisa? What will be the pshat? In the Yisrael of Chanina, how come by Tamuri he agrees you do get Malchus, and over here you do not get Malchus? And Rashi says, here also, Shekaru Lashem, or Meiv L'Kdusha Truma. Somewhere it says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosom, chat from Yisrael is like this, Shani Hosom, the love Shanitit Liasehu, the Yisrael holds over here, this love of the Maktim Truma from Bikurim, is like a love Hanitit Liasehu. There's an essay if you did this love. You see, the pasuk says, "Mikol ma'isra seichem terimu." So there is a mitzvah essay still to take off the rest of the ma'isros of the bikurim. So even though you took off truma first, you're over this lab, but there's still an essay now to go ahead and take off the bikurim. But since there's still an essay involved, that's why he considers this like a lab hanitzik liaseh that there's no malchus. Rashi says, "Lab shenitzik liaseh." Lav dechsiv melayoscha v'dim alach leitiyacher. It says a lav first, do not take off one before the other. Then is an esed dechsiv mikol masrasechem terimu. V'dashin alei biyalma. V'dashin is all over at this. V'vach shmait lekamon lemaisa shekdimo bekri. Tiyover alav de leitacher. Shekdim maisa truma. You can take off maisa before truma. Also, there's this lav. V'natkel lav. Malchus, and the pasuk now says there's no more Malchus in this lav. The midu b'chayis v'malchus. Torah says no. There's a mitzvah esen. Even though you took off the ma'aser shein before the ma'aser rishon, you're over the lav. But now it's an essay of mikol ma'aser sechem terumu. Go take off the ma'aser rishon. V'yach v'agav Rashi says le'samchi ador that is two the lav and the essay now next to one another. Still crush to the lav and this essay v'yochel eloka. That's the reason why according to Rabbi Yosi you did not get Malchus on this lab of Mlayakov and Demacha, because it's considered like a lab shenitik liasei. The sheet over here wants to say it's not really considered here a lab hanitik liasei, but rather a lab shekodmu asei. There's another machlegus in the Gemara Masech de Malkus, so we're going according to that sheet to a lab shekodmu asei, also you do not get Malkus. So I call upon him Rashi, he learns like our Girsi here, that the Gemara answers according to Rabbi Yossi, it's considered a lab hanitik liasei. Means if you do the lav, the Torah gives you an essay to do, so the essay takes away the malchus, like instead of getting the malchus, do the essay that fixes up the lav. So more yes now, Yosef Ravdim, he sat down. He said over this halachon. So Malay Abaye said back, V'chol lav shenitik liaseh le'loki. Is that a cloud what you're saying, that a lav shenitik liaseh every single time you do not get malchus? If so, and that's Pshang of Yosi, if so, what meimar? The lav we're talking about here, about Tamura, that the lav, shenitik liaseyu, there's a lav, leach lifenu, and then there's an essay, like Rashi says, it's called lav shenitik liasey, the meimar, lav dechsev leach lifenu, and asey v'yimhome yomer, says what? Do not do it. And then it says if you do it, there's a mitzvah sasei. So for the Makashavah Neymar, the Lash and Nitzel Gassayu, the Lokin, still you get Malkus on it. It's not going to our Mishnah. That Loi Shodom Mishur Lahom, not that a person is allowed to make Tumura. Elo Shimhomer, if he does it, Mumar, the Tumur is Chal, the Behem is Chulim becomes Kachim, the Sefer gets a boy, but he gets Malkus. So I look where it's a kasha, Abai yes, the Kurir to Lash and Nitzel Gassay, so how can we get Malkus by Tumura? Smur says, no, I'll tell you, Hevilu Tre Lavi. By Tmura, there are two Lavs involved. And therefore, the Chad Esay, only one Esay. Floyosi, Chad Esay, Vyoka Tre Lavi. And since there are two Lavs here, therefore this one Esay cannot be Menatic. That's why you get Malkus. Rashi says, Tre Lavi, Vyesay, Lech, Lifenu, Vloyomer. It says two Lavs, Lech, Ven, Loyomer. Vyochi, Sefik, Esaboyim. Therefore, you only get Aboyim, get Malkus once. So one way to learn the pshat is here, Enechanami, really there are two lavs, and that really turns to ask the question, the first omid, that you should get 80, you should get twice the Malkus. And one Teretzatoy says, that you do get twice. Another Teretzatoy says, no, you only get 40. So according to that pshat, we're very good here also, you only get 40. You know why? Because even though there are two lavs here, but there's one essay. So this one essay is Menate takes away one lav, Enechanami. So you do not get Malkus without one lav. But for the other lav we have, that you do get Malkus. That's why still you get at least 40, you get one time Malkus. Now, Tais asked the question, what was Abaye's kasher altogether? Like, didn't Abaye know that the klal and shas of lav anitikli asay, that you do not get Malkus, there are mishnahs all over. Tais asked, there's a mishnah in Chulin about that, Bashluach HaKan, it says, the imloka achayim, nalabonim, is mishaleich, v'yena leik, you don't get Malkus. Because lav anitikli asay, v'chein gabi noisar, the common Gemara, so what's the Abaye's question over here to say, is there a Ptura Lav HaNitik Liasei? So Tosfos want to say Avada by regular case where there's a Lav, and an Essay right after it, like Bashluach HaKan, everybody agrees it's called a Lav HaNitik Liasei, you will not get Malkus. Just Abaye's question was over here, the Essay of Mikol Ma'asosechem Terimu does not say next to the Lav of Melayach V'demach Aloy Tacher. But since the Essay is not next to the Lav, here Abaye thought this says next to like a Lav HaNitik Liasei. And that's his kasha by Meimar. So Rashi's place says, what's the kasha from Tumura? By Tumura, even though the lav and the yeser say one next to another, but he thought to say Tumura has something else with it, that you not really be mekayim the yeser. Mishum Tais says, Mishum Diena mekayim esav yadayim. It happens by itself. It's not called you're doing it yadayim. So therefore, Abaye thought to say, just like Tumura, since it's not a complete lav anitik liyaseh, you get Malkus. Smeil meant to ask here also, that this Moyach of the Machaloy Tiacha, that's one lav not to take off Truma before Bikurim. Now, even though the Torah says the Mitzvah says to do it still, but since the Torah doesn't say the Yesar right next to the lav, it's a different Pasha far away, so Abaye thought to say they both have Chesroinus, and that maybe not considered like a lav in Italy, I say, you should not get Malkus. The more answers know that it is considered a lav in Italy, I say, and the reason why Tumura, you do get Malkus, as was by Tumura, there are two lavs. So according to Tosfos, the first Amid, the way he has one shot to say you get twice Malkus here, so according to that, the Pshat Nagamur would be that a lav that has two lavs to it, that's a very strong lav. On that, we don't have a klal of lav and itzli asay, even though there's one asay, it does not take away any Malkus in. And therefore, the din would be you get twice Malkus. Now, the Gemara still is, is that true for Rei Oinus? In the case where a man is manas a girl, a manas a nara, that the Torah gives you a mitzvah sesei to marry her and a lav not to give her a get. Rashi says very oinus, ma'anes pesula, somebody's ma'anes absula. The pasuk says, lo yuchol l'shalcha, that you have to marry her. It says, v'lo yisiyu l'isha. And it also says right away, lo yuchol l'shalcha, it can't, there's a lav not to give her a get. Over here, the chad lav, there's one lav of lo yuchol l'shalcha. The chad essay, there's one essay of v'loy silisha, you should stay married to her. And still over here, v'loy osi chad essay v'yoka lav. We see that this essay is not monotic lav, you get Malkus. Where's the case you get Malkus? Rashi v'chad essay, the siv v'loy silisha. Because we learn the Tanya, we learn this in Gemara and Malkus. Oynes shegirish, if a man is ma'anis, a girl, besula, and now he married her first, he did the mitzvah, now he gives her a get. That depends. Im Yisroel, if the person's a Yisroel, that he's allowed to be Masa Grushosai, so Lechur is the Machzor, let him remarry you back, let him do the Yasei, if he ain't like it, he won't get Malkus. But Vim Koyin, let's say the person that gave his Anusa, he gave her a get, so if it's a Koyin, the Lechur is he's not allowed to marry back his Gerusha. He can't marry any Gerusha. Then Lechur is Leika, it's like a gets Malkus, if he ain't a Machzor, he can't remarry you back. So the question is why? Why does he get Malkus for? It's still called love. Hanitikli Yasei. So Rashi learns him Yisrael Umachzir. Why? Mishum Dibiyomid Vechsekoi. He still had this mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. Vyeshle Likiyume Tavai, which had to make him both. Essay, the Lois Assei. The Yeshle Bechazara. Avokoyin, but a Koyin, the love. Ba'amud Vechsekoi doesn't have this essay to remarry back again. Mishum Dien Eloisik Rishosai. He gets Malkus for this love, he's not going to send her away. Tloyosi essay for Yokolosa say Leimar Shane Loikin the Vade Loikin. There's even though this is called the love analytically essay, but still you get Malkus if you can't even claim the essay. It's so Vakash Lamandi Yomar the Lash analytically essay ain't Loikin. In other words, this is one love hater Loyuchol Shalcha. Now, since by some people you could be mekayim the mitzvah saseh, it's possible to remarry you back. So the question is, if you hold lava nitzli yaseh, you do not get malchus, he should not, even a kohen should not get malchus. Because this lava itself has an essay to it. So when it says back, I'll tell you no. Kahanim karmat, he asked me a question from a kohen. Kahanim taimach rinuhu. There's another reason why a kohen gets malchus if he gives his anusa get. The Reba Rachmona Kedushi Yisera, that the Torah was marred with special Kedushis by a Kain. So Rashi says like this, Hogegasin and Shani Kainim and Taimach Rinaninu, the Reba Vu Kro Kedusha. The Chsiva says in the Parasha Emra Elokahanim, Lenefesh Lo Yitamei, a Kain cannot be Matamar himself. He has special Kedusha to him, a Kain. Therefore Rashi says, V'chivon Dechomer Kedushasayu, since his Kedusha says Chomer, Hechmer Olayot Fame Yisrael, the Torah was Machmer more upon a Kohen than Yisrael. The Loki should get Malkus, Afidu Malam Shenitl Yasei, Afagav the Yisrael Loki, that's one shot over here. That Lamaisi, even though this is considered a Lam Shenitl Yasei, the Mixas, still it's not a Kash if we see that a Kohen gets Malkus. Because by Kahan and the Chlau, we see the Torah was Machmer. The Torah gave special laws to a Kohen. He can't be Matam Olamesim. So therefore, b'chlal, the chumras of a kohen is that by him, this type of a lav, and this is what I say, he gets malchus. Then I by regularly saw, that's the klal of a lav, and this is what I say, he did not get malchus, and that's what Rabbi Yisim Chalina holds, by the lav of Yematim Truma Libikurim, since it's considered like a lav, and this is what I say, even though it's a mixed of lav, and this is what I say, like Toy says, even though the assay does not say next to the lav, still, Rabbi Yisim holds, you do not get malchus, for such a love. Now Tosis learns the Pshat in Gemara is like this. Tosis learns what the Gemara meant to ask is Harei Oynis Techad Lav Echad Esei, and still we do not say Lav Anitikli Asei. So Tosis means to say the question is like this. The Didoch Tosis says the Yerma that you're telling me now Mikol Maisra Sechem to remove that the Loyari Yela Biartom is Truma Lamaisa. This pasuk that gives the Mitzvah Asei is only talking about in the case we took off Maisa before Truma. So there the pasuk says, still take off Truma. So this is called the Lava Nitzik Yasei. If you took off Meister first and then Truma, then the Chor, you understand, you should not get Malkus. But you want to say further, V'yafidu Ochi Yev Nitzik Lihektim L'Bikurim L'Meister. Even in the case of someone took off Truma before Bikurim, you want to say for that love also you did not get Malkus. Alma, what do you say the Pshat in you is? Alma Islof, you hold that the Lash and Nitzik L'Mitzas, even though only part of the love is Menate to an assay, so yes, it takes away the whole love. As you hold now, that if somebody takes off Truma before Bikurim, you're telling me, Shan Rabbi Yosef, the reason why there's no Malkus is because it's called a Lava Nitikli Assay. Now, even though the essay that says Mikol Masra Sechem Terimu is not talking about Bikurim, it's only talking about over there that if it took off Maisa before Truma, if it took off Maisa Sheni before Maisa Rishon, the other mitzvah essay still take off the first Maisa. But there's no mitzvah sesei by Bikurim. Still, you're telling me, Pshan Rabbi Yosef Mechanina is, that the reason why if you take off Truma before Bikurim, you do not get Malkus, is because that love, since part of the love is menate to an essay that takes off the whole lav. So any lav that part of it, one prop of it, has an essay attached to it, that there's no malchus that way, then the whole lav has no malchus. If that's your yisoid, Sumeria is very good. I earnest, there's one lav here, lo yuchel shalcha. And there is a monotically essay to Yisrael. Yisrael is called lav in Italy essay, is only behemid, zeh sekoi. There's a mitzvah essay for him, loisil isha. He should always stay married to her, he should marry her back. So just like when a Yisrael is minus the girl, if he gives her a get, he does not get malchus, because that lav is literally, I say, the same svar should be according to you, that a kohen should also not get malchus. And that's the kasha. And we see here in the Braisa, no, a kohen does get malchus. That's the proof to say that even though part of the lav is monotically, I say, but the other part by a kohen is not monotic, he has no essay, he does get malchus. So it's a kasha back to Yisrael Mechadina. Why do you say to take off truma before Bikurim, you do not get malchus? There's no essay to this part of the lav. This the Gemara says no. Kahanim kamer chani kanim dribi rachmona ben kushi seira. So Torah learns pshat that kivan the yosar akasa grusha legabayu. Since the Torah says beferish a lav that a kohen cannot marry a grusha, and a nitik a lav liyester. This lav of the chalim not nitik liyester. So double with the year, it's not double to the lav of truma, because over there the lav of truma is nitik liyester. Meaning to say, even though the Pasuk only says clearly that Mikol Masasechem Terim, it only says the mitzvah essay by Truma, but it's possible to have this mitzvah essay even by Truma and Bikurim also. So therefore, since it's shaykh to say, when Svar, like we learn out, there should be a mitzvah, even though you took off your Truma first, still take off Bikurim, so there the mitzvah essay does apply to Bikurim, even though it doesn't say Beferish. So that's why by Bikurim talk, you do not get Malkus. But that's called Lavanitik Liyasei. Mashenkin over here, by a Koyin, since by Koyin Mechlal, it's not Shech the Yesei Mechlal, he cannot marry back his Grusha, because of a Ferish Alav HaTorah for Koyin to marry Grusha, therefore is Mechlal not called a Lavanitik Liyasei. Now Agamor says, Ki Tanoi, really from Machlokes Tanoim, and the Tosis learns it does not go in our Sugya now of Lavanitik Liyasei, but it goes back to the Sugya that Bryce started off to say, that Kol Lav Shein B'Mais is Ein Leikin Alav. Now the Gemara says that clause on Achlokes Tanoim. Like this, the Pasuk says, Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boker, the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to leave it over to the next morning. And if you do, it becomes noiser and you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, Bo HaKosav Liten Eser Achaloisesei. The Pasuk says, if you leave it over to the next morning, based his roof, you should burn it. There's a mitzvah said to burn it. So the Pasuk comes to teach us, there's a new mitzvah essay, after the lav of noiser. Leimer, what if this mitzvah essay come to teach us? Shein leikin alav, that you do not get malchus for this lav. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these are the words of Reb Yehuda. In other words, since it's called a lav hanitik liyasei, that's why you do not get malchus. But if not for the svar that's nitik liyasei, you would get malchus, even though noiser is considered a lav shein by maisa. So you see, according to Reb Yehuda, for a simple lav of shein by maisa, you would receive malchus. Rabbi Yaakov Ogden says no. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, all right, a turnover. The Gemara's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda to say the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's alive. Hanitik Lesei. Rabbi Yaakov says Loimen Hashem Luzer. Now this is not the reason why they not receive Malkus. Elo Mishum to have a lav Shem B'Mais. It's a simple reason. Because the lav of Mesa, if you leave over the coven, you do not eat it the whole night. You leave it over to the next morning. You're over a lav by not eating it, but it's a lav shein by Mesa. And therefore, Rav Yaakov says, the whole lav shein by Mesa, and like all of any lav that you do not do a Mesa, you do not get Malkus for. So, Mechlal is the proof from over here to Rav Yehuda, that a common Rav Yehuda said, I like all of you, yes. As yet, the lav of Mesa, you would receive Malkus, even if it's a lav shein by Mesa. Only because of the lav and nitik liyasei. Samara says, if so, for Rabbi Yaakov, Haivi, Hanoisim, Imenu, Ad Beke, Beish, Tisreifu, Lemai Yosef. Like, what does the Pesach have to say this for? You do not receive Malkus because it's a lav, Hanitik liyasei, and because it's a lav, Shein Damaisa. So why do I need this essay for? So Tayyaz asked the question, Vim Tayma, or Yitzvah Lawyers, Lorna Din Sreifu, and who need the Pesach Pshita to tell us that there's a mitzvah to burn Sreifu? The Torah says, no, the Mor's question is from the smichus, one after another. The my yichus the kosu hokus somach alav. How come it turned out to take this mitzvah to burn it right after the lav? E lav not for a swan in tukei also. So luchui, that's the kashrin of Yaakov. Here it's mashma that really you would receive malchus. And the only reason why not is because of lav and nitzvah we say. Because if it's only come to teach us the mitzvah says to burn it, it did not have to say it right after the lav. It could have said it later. So why did it have to say the lav right away? So Gemara says, no, there's another limit over here. The Gemara says, "Mi boilu neither the kohen of Yaakov liketh none." Like we learned the Gemara in Pesachim, it says, "Who at some is the bones of the korban, the hagidim the veins, the hanoisim, what's left over from the korban Pesach, yisrefu b'shish also. You should burn it on the 16th day, not on Pesach in the morning, not on Tesvav in the morning, but you have to wait to the first day of Chol Hamoed Midrash, which is the 16th, the second day of Pesach, which is Chol Hamoed." You burn it on Chol Hamoed first. What's going to be Chal Shisos Lius B'Shabbos? That's for the first day of Pesach is on Friday. And the second day is Shabbos. Then Yisrofu B'Shiva, so you first have to burn the Neser on the 17th, on the first day of Chol of Pesach. And the Chal is why? B'fi Shein Doichin Leyes or Shabbos Leyes or Yom Tov. This mitzvah essay of burning Neser or burning the Atzomas Negim of the Chol Pesach is not Doichin Shabbos. Therefore, that's the Chiddush of the Pesach. First have to do it on the first day Chol Hamoed, the first day of Chol. Now the Yom Achiski, Achiski says, V'chein Tanad V'chiskiyo, and Tanad V'chiskiyo, my time, what's the reason? And maybe no, maybe this mitzvah, since it's Bizmanoi, you're supposed to burn it. Maybe you have to burn Bizmanoi, so maybe you have to burn it on the first day Pesach. Maybe it is Doicha, the mitzvah, the lav of Yom Tov. Maybe you should burn it on the first day of Pesach. Maybe that's the mitzvah say. How do we know to say you're supposed to wait till the next day? So when it says on the Quran, the Pesach says, V'hanoysa mimenu ad boiker. Beish tisroifu. So the second time in the Pesach, the word boiker is bu'ah kosov li'kein boiker sheni. First the Pesach says, V'hanoysa mimenu ad boiker. Do not leave it over till the next morning. Then it says the second time, V'hanoysa mimenu ad boiker. The word, second word ad boiker is extra, said already, boiker. So what's the second word boiker doing in the Pesach? So Boa Kosov Lita and Baker Shemus Rafosa. The Pesach is teaching us that you should not burn this wafer the first morning when it becomes nicer, because we're talking about on Pesach. The Torah says do not leave it overnight until the next morning. So if you leave it over till the next morning, the first morning of Pesach, it becomes nicer. But you're not allowed to burn it now on Pesach. It's not Baker Yom Tov. So therefore the Pesach says a second the Baker to teach us you could not burn it now on Yom Tov, but you have to wait till the first day of Chol Hamoed to burn it then. That's why it says next to the word boiker. That's called litain boiker shemulis vefosai. That's what the chiddush over here is to tell us that it's not boiker Shabbos, not boiker Yom Tov. Rashi says boiker shemulis dainu tes zayin dochi mash mekuro flois asirul menu ad boiker. Don't leave it over to the next morning dainu ad boiker shemulis tes vov. Don't leave it over to Pesach in the morning. And v'yunaisim menu, if you did leave it over avidich boiker until the second morning, then boiker shemulis dainu tes zayin shulchon amoyed. But not on Yom Tov itself. So the kids, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's the reason why it says, based this way through right after the lops. Teaches this Kiddush that you cannot burn it the first day, but the second day. Now the Gemara starts a whole new sugya. The Ram Rabbi Abayi says that, anytime the Torah says, do not do something, you should know in Mavid, even if you do it, nani, still it's chal. The Torah says, don't marry this lady. The Torah says, don't take off Meister before Truma. So even though there's a lav to do it, but if you do it, it's chal, what you did helps. And what's his proof? Because the sakadat, if you would tell me a thing, the sakadaitach, no imhani, it's not chal, is on my luck, if what purpose did you get malchus then? You didn't do anything wrong. So that's the proof, since you get malchus and a lav, that what you did does help. Ravam Ravis says, no imhani, Torah says, do not do it, even if you do it, it's not chal, doesn't help. It's as if you didn't do it. If so, behind the luck, how can you get malchus? Mishum bi'ovar amemud rachmono. Because you do not listen to what the Torah says, what Hashem says. Hashem says do not do it, and you went ahead and did it. So even though the ma'isa is not chal, but still the ma'isa we say, you get malchus. So when it goes through now, Mishum, next tape, it goes through the whole sugya, exactly where exactly is the machlokes. Because the most loving, the Gemara says, according to both of them, it is chal. Places there to kasher, according to Ravo, if you shech the korban pesach when you have chametz in your house, since there's a lot to shech the korban pesach when you have chametz, the shechita should be posel. And we know the shechita is kosher. The Torah says, Nishalmud is a special kruah to say it's kosher. Another question is, If you put a mum on your bechor, your tzor moizin bechor, it should be also to use it midiraisa. Because the Torah says do not do it, so according to Rav, the Torah says do not do it, even if you do it, it's clear like you did not do it. And we know the only reason why you can't use the bechor with that mum is because of the knas. The Torah says no, here the pshat is not worse as if the mum will come by itself. If the mum will come by itself, also be a good mum. So now that you did it, then in the mitzvah you have a mum. So exactly where the machlok is between Abai and Rav, that Mr. Shem will see tomorrow and the next stuff. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Hei Yomar Aleph. You're in the middle of the Shal. Now the machlok is between Abaye and Rav. The Shal is that Kol Nilsa, that Abaye said that Kol Nilsa, the Yomar Rachmon Alei Savod, whenever the Torah says do not do something. So Abaye holds the Yovid Mani. If you do it, still it's Chal. Whatever you did happens. Then he swore it, because otherwise you would not get Malkus. And Rav said no, that Loi Mahani, if you did something, the Torah said do not do, it's not Chal, Loi Mahani does not help. So if so, why do you get Malkus? So Rav Swari was Tam, Mishum the Opera Memrod Rachmona, you did not listen to the Torah, for that alone you get Malkus. Nothing more so than that, Hayim and Alf on top, that